Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Claude Allen. Claude's the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And joining us on our conversation is Therese Morin. Well, Claude, you're as the Deputy Secretary, you're a member of the President's Management Council. Could you tell us a little bit about the Council and your role on it?
Certainly. The President's Management Council are senior managers. Typically, they're either the Deputy Secretary for the department, or they may even be an agency head for an independent agency that works together with the Office of Management and Budget and others from the White House, senior leadership from the White House. And our task is to address the five major areas that the President has identified as part of his management agenda. And we meet periodically, actually very regularly, both at the full committee level but in subcommittees to address each of those five areas. And I want to remind viewers of those again: budget and performance integration, financial management, capital resource management, information technology, and then also competitive sourcing, which is important. So we break down into five subcommittees. And we are driving, as a council, in each of those areas, the work of the government through our various departments and agencies. And we come together and hash out very serious issues in terms of where do we put resources across the government, not just as independent individual departments and agencies, but what can we do as government, across the government, to accomplish those five objectives that the President has laid out. So it is a very dynamic organization, a very strong leadership at the departments of those who can get the job done. We are tasked by the President with managing government, and this is what the Council's role is sort of the board of directors of government to come together. And we, of course, have our principals, whether they're Secretary Thompson in my case, but my task, according to the President, is to be the chief operating officer, and therefore we implement the President's management agenda.
What would you say is the greatest management challenge facing HHS today?
I think part of it is always conflict. It's, again, we have a one HHS philosophy, and it's actually working through that agenda, getting the agency heads and actually having them embrace that idea of one department and coming out, breaking out of the mold of being living in silos, working in silos, or being parochial in our interests and looking more broadly at the mission of the department. And that's a major challenge. I would say the other challenges that we have, and probably one of the largest challenges, not only that HHS has, but government has, and that is that we have a very a large retiring workforce. We have a more than 30% of our employees are eligible for retirement in the next 5 to 10 years. And that means we need to be investing significant resources right now in human capital. And so that is a big challenge for the department, is bringing in the best and brightest of the research community, of skilled workers, health professionals, skilled lawyers, skilled auditors, financial managers, all of that, and information technology specialists. Those are the biggest challenges that we are confronted with as a department, and I think that's across government as well.
In terms of the pressing public health issues, what are what's at the top of the list?
I would say at the top of the list of public health issues, first and foremost, is the issue of prevention. Our system is built upon an idea that we will treat and care for diseases. Medicare is a great example. It is a dinosaur in many ways that we treat the elderly and the disabled. We treat their diseases and care for them. But a person, for example, with diabetes, we will pay for amputating of a leg. We will pay for their dialysis. But what are we doing to get them exercising, eating right, and to preventing the onset of diabetes? So that is a major challenge of shifting not only the resources that we have towards a prevention model, but actually shifting the public view of the importance of prevention and diet and exercise. And the Secretary is passionate about that. We are of looking at that. Was one major challenge. The other major challenge, I think, is the crisis that we're facing in healthcare. We have hospital systems closing. We've got healthcare providers leaving the practice of medicine. And we have access issues for rural areas and urban areas. And much of that is driven by the cost of litigation. We know that medical litigation reform is an absolute must in order to ensure quality health care, patient safety, and ensuring access to health care. And so those are issues that we're looking at in terms of what we can do to address that. And as I said, the administration supports medical liability reform, not because it takes away from the individual who's been injured by an individual practitioner, but because there are system changes that can be implemented using technology that can improve the quality of health care for all Americans. And so that's what we're focusing on, some of those areas.
What is your vision for the department over the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, first vision is this administration would continue into that next time period. So that clearly is a vision that we know is important. But beyond that, I think most importantly is that Americans would enjoy a healthier life in terms of their physical, emotional health. And those are areas that we're very heavily focused on. That the Department of Health and Human Services really focuses priorities and gets those priorities very straight in terms of prevention and not in treatment and care. That we reform our systems. Medicare is operating with 40-year-old technology. I don't know of any corporation in this country that would have the magnitude of work that Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have and use 40-year-old technology. So we're moving aggressively to change that system. And then over the long haul, we have major issues in terms of bioterrorism preparedness, of making sure that the America remains a leader in terms of innovation, of creativity, and of bringing products to market, whether they be pharmaceuticals or biologics or medical equipment, devices, for example, but that we use the talent pool that we have in this country, the skill base that we have in this country, and use it to drive and improve health care throughout the, not only this country, but throughout the world. And I would be remiss to say one of the major challenges not only confronting us as a country, but confronting the world is HIV/AIDS. We believe over the next 5 or 10 years that if we don't do something to address HIV/AIDS in Africa and the Caribbean and in the Southeast Asia, that we would see a reduction of anywhere between 480 to 500 million people in the world over that course of the next 10, 15, 20 years. So those are key priorities for us as a department over the next 5 or 10 years. I think if I had to personally add one thing, I think that we need to focus a lot on the family. That's an area that our department also focuses on, is that many of these issues, if we could strengthen the family in terms of parent-to-parent relationship, in terms of parent-to-child relationship, and in terms of intergenerational relationships, recognizing the growing of the seniors that in our society, that they're going to add additional burdens to the healthcare industry as the baby boomers move into that. And we need to be preparing for that now. And part of it is strengthening the family. And so these are areas that we're looking to work on in the course of the next 5 to 10 years with great excitement.
You spend a lot of time in public service, so I'm curious, when people come in up and ask you for advice, what do you tell them in terms of, gee, should I have a career, or what would you recommend in terms of a career in public service?
I would think, first and foremost, I think public service is a great privilege and a great honor. I love what I do every day, and they actually pay me for doing it. Because I can go away every day and say that something I've done that day has impacted the life of somebody in this country. And that is a great privilege and a great honor. It is a great privilege to serve under a president such as President Bush, who has not only a vision for the country where he sees it going, but has a passion for its people. And so that is a real privilege. I say for a young person or anybody who's interested in public service is to get a vision larger than yourself. Find the place in government where your skills and talents can be utilized and be willing to step in there, recognizing that you're not going to necessarily get the financial or monetary remuneration that you might think you might otherwise command in the private sector, but the satisfaction, you can't beat it. You can go away at the end of the day and say, I've given my very best, not only to serve my family, but also my country. And I've done it in a way where I can enjoy what I do. And so I think that's what I would tell someone who was interested in public service. And we have a lot of opportunities at HHS. And so I would direct them to our website. I would say, if you're interested, please check our website at www.hhs.gov. and look up some of the programs and the initiatives that we have there. We need health professionals. We need skilled technicians. We need, you name the resource, we have it probably here. We need auditors. We need economists. We need doctors. We need researchers. We need them all. So look at that website and see if there's an opportunity for you to participate in the health of this nation.
Well, Claude, I'm afraid we're out of time. Therese and I want to thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Therese. It's a real privilege to be with you as well.
And would you like to give the website one more time?
And the website address is www.hhs.gov. I look forward to hearing from you and seeing you there on the website. Thank you.
Thanks, Claude. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Claude Allen, Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research, and you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.